Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. It can happen that some of us get a little tired of having roast turkey every single Thanksgiving, as good as it can be. We've got a couple weeks to think about it, so I might suggest an entirely different idea. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, you're always open to new ideas for Thanksgiving. What do you think about a good old standing rib roast?
Oh, I think it's great. I mean, it's one of the most beautiful, noble pieces of meat one's ever going to cook, right?
Yes.
I mean, but look, there's a lot of people who just want to have turkey for Thanksgiving. I got it. Especially if you get it from a local farmer.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
But if you want to do something different, the standing rib roast, it's a class act.
Right. Now, to be clear, the standing rib roast is the center portion of the beef's rack of ribs. And what, 3 to 7 ribs are usually included?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if you took the ribs off and roasted just the meat, that's basically what people would call a prime rib.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and then if you slice it, they're ribeye steaks, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But this is a bone-in, and it's incredibly flavorful. It's from the center cut of the cow. I mean, it's just amazing. And I think, obviously, the roast and doing the ribs, it's a pretty presentation. The ribs can insulate the meat, allow for a slow, tender roasting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the ribs themselves have a great amount of connective tissue, and that finds its way into the drippings and gives you an incredible sauce.
It does. Well, let's talk about how you would prepare the standing rib roast.
Well, like anything else, if you haven't had your butcher do it, you're going to want to trim off any excess fat. There's going to be some, but you don't want to clean it up like a tenderloin. You want to leave some fat so there's some flavor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's two schools of thought. One is that you leave the entire roast intact. The other is that you cut it off from the ribs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think cutting off the ribs, you know, you can season all sides. Therefore, you know, you've got flavor coming from all sides from the seasoning. And then, of course, it's going to make carving it much easier.
Well, you tie the ribs back on for cooking, I guess.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a bad thing, but you want to do it to make the meat as tender as possible.
Sure, sure.
You know, you can ask the butcher to French the ends of the bones,
mm-hmm.
which will give you an even nicer presentation if you leave them on. It's a really pretty cut of meat. No one can argue.
Yeah. Now, I've seen some recipes that call for the roast to be covered with a dry rub or a more liquidy rub, something that's maybe mustard-based, for instance, to give it a nice crust.
Yes. If you cut it off the ribs and you slather the rub all over the roast and you still retie it, you get all that benefit from the cooking.
Right, right. Now, how about our approach to actually cooking the roast?
Yeah, again, and I don't think there's a right answer, but it's either sear first or sear last.
You know? Yeah.
Certainly you want to cook this thing low and slow, 200 degrees in the oven. You want to get it up to about 118.
Right.
Internal temperature. I'd take it out and let it rest. To sear it on the end, you know, you can slather it with some stuff. Then you throw it back into a super hot oven for 10 minutes. You get a beautiful brown crust, and it's good to go.
Yeah, in either case, you want to save those pan juices that come out, because I know they're really good for making Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, and by the way, that's the easiest recipe to know. It's eggs, milk, and flour.
Yeah.
All in equal volume.
Yep.
And then dumped into that hot oil in a muffin pan.
Oh, it's wonderful. We're going to put all these ideas on the website so you can try it at home. It's not a bad idea for Thanksgiving. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.